Hello, this is Lori Thompson. This boo is in regards to Joe's boo on the jobs that I do. First of all, I'd like to say that I believe that the unemployment rate for blind people in the United States is very similar to England. It's 73% of blind people are unemployed, and the ones that are employed work mostly in the blindness field. I, for 5 years, worked for a blindness adjustment to training center, teaching life skills and assisting in home management, and also doing some outreach for seniors with blindness so that they could continue to be independent. And after about 3.5 years, I decided to look for a different occupation. I didn't want to be that blind person that always had to work in the blindness field, so I went out of my comfort zone and started looking for different positions. I came across a position with the state of Minnesota. I am an office specialist, and I do a lot of data entry. I've been there about 1.5 years now, but while I was working at the Adjustment to Blindness Training Center, I was looking for other work, and it took me about 2 years. But like I said, I finally came across this position. I do a lot of data entry. I open the mail, sort the mail, answer the phones. I take a lot of phone calls. I enter in a lot of money every day. And right now is our busy season, so I'm entering a lot of money. Sometimes it could be anywhere between, you know, maybe a couple thousand to, here recently we've done, you know, like $30,000 a day entering money. And so that takes up a lot of my day. A typical day for me is, you know, retrieving the phone messages, calling those people back, going through emails, answering emails. And then when the mail comes in, I spend usually about 1 hour or so just slicing the mail open and reading the mail and sorting the mail. And then I take another, maybe 3 hours just entering in all the, like I said, the money part of it. I have been very fortunate that my employer has purchased Open Book, The Pearl, JAWS, and then any other materials I need, like Braille paper, a Perkins Brailler they bought for me. You know, I brought my own slate and stylus for just doing labeling with the labeling tape. So I've been very fortunate with that. And I've been very fortunate that they have made some accommodations with different types of things. For instance, our copy machine is all touchscreen. And so there's a lot of things, a few different things, that I can't just retrieve off the database and email them to certain people. I have to actually print them off. And then I have to scan them into the copy machine and then send them to my email so that I can forward them on. Or, for instance, too, if I have to fax certain items to people. My office manager has, and she came up with this idea, and usually I come up with different things, but she came up with this where you take a piece of clear hard plastic, sheets of hard plastic, not really, really hard, but you know what I mean, thin, sturdy plastic, and she cut the little windows out of the different areas of the spots where I need to touch on the screen. So, for instance, you know, when I put the paper in the copy machine, I have to hit the scan button. So there's one sheet that has the cutout for the scan button, and I labeled on it scan, and I numbered it number one. And then the second one is address book, and she cut the next one out for the address book, so I could hit that, so then I can, and then the next one is, you know, my email, and then I hit that, and then I hit okay, and, you know, so, but I've brailled over them, and so the collaboration of the two of us, we've created this system so that I can continue doing that job and not seek assistance or have someone else do that job. The database that I use is fairly accessible. There are some things I cannot do on it. However, they are creating a new version of the database that will be completely ADA compliant. Now, there is a difference between being ADA compliant and actually being usable. So hopefully they will be in discussions while making this version with Freedom Scientific, and I'm really, really hoping that I will be the one to do some testing on that so that they know how to troubleshoot and fix the things that are not accessible. During the time that I was looking for a new job, I sought out assistance with our state services for the blind. They gave me a lot of tips on interviewing, creating a resume, and even when they had, information on positions that were opening, you know, they gave me that information so that I could apply for certain jobs that they knew that were coming available. I used the state of Minnesota job search to find the job that I found. Sometimes it was accessible. For the most part, it was. It was a lot of the issues that I had was when I would go in and alter the my resume, because you really need to look at. When you're applying for jobs, look at the job description and alter it so that it the words kind of match up with the job description, because nowadays everything's done electronically and you know, everything is done by you know, if there's certain words in your resume that match their job posting, that's how they find you. That's how you get in the pool of things. So, you know, they showed me how to create a resume that would be something that the people that were looking for someone to fill the position would pick up on my resume. Also, it's really, really important to when you go in for an interview to sell yourself, give a lot of experiences on how you can do certain tasks, what types of equipment and technology you would utilize to get those tasks done. I remember sitting in my in the waiting room ready for my interview, and when my office manager came out to get me, she told me afterwards, she goes, all I seen was a blind person. She goes, I couldn't figure out how in the world a blind person was supposed to do this job. And, you know, she told me, you know, afterwards, she says, you were the best person that interviewed. And you gave so many great examples and of how you would be able to do these things. So, you know, you've really got to learn how to sell yourself. You've got to be confident. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to have great social skills. You've got to have great skills. Adjustment to blindness training, whether it be for screen reader, you know, computer skills or Braille, and mobility, you know. So I use a guide dog to get to work. I use buses. I'm very fortunate that I live on a bus line, and it takes me about 15 minutes to get downtown Minneapolis, and then I transfer to another bus that takes me another 15 minutes to work. I've only had my guide dog for about 2 months, and I used a cane prior to that. But, you know, you've got to be looking for something that is within your capability, and you've got to think about the transportation. Two big things, you know. You can't be looking for a job that, for someone who's a biochemist when you're not a biochemist. And you can't look for a job that might be 200 miles away. Unless you're wanting to relocate, but then you need to research the area and make sure that there's transportation. Because, you know, taxi cabs can be very, very expensive. So, getting back to my position, like I said, I'm an office specialist. I do a lot of data entry. One of the things that our office is doing is trying to go paperless. So a lot of things should be, there's going to be a document management system pretty soon, where a lot of things are going to be scanned into the database. So that's nice. So when an individual wants to apply for, say, for instance, a pharmacy license, because I work for the Board of Pharmacy and we license all the pharmacies, wholesale manufacturers, drug distributors, interns, and pharmacy technicians. So currently not all of those applications or renewals are online, but it's getting better and better every year. So a lot of it is you know, retrieving information from the renewal, entering into the computer, and then entering in the amount of money that they pay for the renewal. But a lot of the things I do are becoming more accessible in Word. It's getting less and less of handwritten stuff, which really makes it nice. So that open book will scan it. So I can retrieve it. So if you come into my office, I've usually got a headphone in my right ear that is giving me information from JAWS from my computer. And then I have my headset on so that when the phone rings, I've got my left ear and my mouthpiece on my left side so I can hear the person talking. And when they ask a question, I can look them up in the computer, and then I can get the information from JAWS, and then I speak it to them. So, and then if it's, you know, open book is on, then I have to toggle back and forth. So, yeah, it's an interesting job. I love it. Like I said, you've really got to have a lot of confidence. You've got to have the ability to sell yourself in this position, in the position that you're applying for, and just don't give up. Just don't give up, because eventually something's going to come along and it's going to be great. I am a strong believer that timing is everything, and when you're ready, good things are going to happen. But it takes a lot of growth and a lot of education and training and skills to get to that point. So yeah, I don't know if there's anything else I'm leaving out, but if anybody wants to boo me, if anybody has any questions or anything, I'm Lori Thompson in Audio Boo. So, yeah, I think this is a great discussion, and I'm glad that Joe has this out here, because, you know, there's a lot of young people out there that, you know, they're going to be coming up and going off to school, and they need to know what to go to school for and what to look forward to, but have a lot of confidence in yourself. You're not any less of a human being than anybody else. And we all have the right to go to work and raise a family and have a home and have a great life just like anybody else. So I will talk to you soon. I hope this helps. Bye.